Welcome to Arkansas Cooks. This is your host, Mary Tweet, and I'm here to meet and eat with Arkansas cooks, and then I tell you all about it. Last week, we tasted the pomegranate margarita. This week, it's queso fundido. Don't go away, you're listening to Arkansas Cooks. Good afternoon. I am Mary Tweet, and you are listening to Arkansas Cooks. Last week, we were listening to the interview with Alex Lopez at Fonda's Mexican Cuisine and Tequila Bar. And I don't know if you remember, but he made me this incredible pomegranate margarita. It was so good. Now, Alex came to help his friend open Fonda, and Fonda is located in the north corner of Bowman Curve Shopping Center in West Little Rock. I think I told you this. It used to house the Faded Rose, and then there was another Mexican restaurant there. But this one's very, very different. It's an authentic Mexican cuisine, and it is in kind of the north corner, the very end of Bowman Curve. Now, I also told you that Fonda means inn or small restaurant in Spanish, and it is kind of a small, cozy little restaurant. Not a huge sprawling place. They've done a beautiful job with. There's a beautiful mural in the bar that is really interesting. There's a really eccentric kind of grandmother sitting there with a cigar. It's very funny. We talk about that today. And when I walked in, you know, as many of the Mexican restaurants, you are greeted kind of with chips and salsa, and I was, and the salsa is quite different than what you're going to find anywhere else. But what's really different is their queso fundido. It's their take on cheese dip. And it really is something that they have. And I was fascinated at how it was made. So let's go with my friend Alex to see Fonda.
We also have the ID, the seafood, the chile relleno stuff with seafood, with scallops and shrimp.
Oh, nice.
Oh, was very delicious. Sauteed with garlic and guajillo peppers.
And Alex, do you think that some of that is from your Cabo influence? Being so much, and there's so many, you know, so much, such great seafood.
You know, I think we have a great dish from Cabo, but I think came more that my years in New York back in the time.
Oh.
I work in Mexican restaurants there, and also my family, no?
Yeah.
So what you cook at home. What we did here is we took Eduardo's menu and we compressed the menu for the restaurant because it was a huge, big menu. So he handled to me and I started to play with it, and that's how we ended
well,
this
and
menu.
From my understanding, this was a lot of Eduardo's family recipes.
Yeah, it's from him. Basically yeah. From his home. He's from Guanajuato, so from his home.
Yeah.
Not from him, and with the years he learned. And that's what we did. I think we really matched well or working well because he created the kitchen. I add some of my ingredients or some of my recipes to it. And then we add these drinks to the menu. So I think we complement really well because he loves the kitchen and I love the bar, no?
Well, one of you takes care of the kitchen, one of you takes care of the bar. You've got a great menu together, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. And it's been working. Let me show you.
Oh, okay, good.
The menu. And also I designed these. The menu, sorry for this.
That is beautiful.
Well, the menu, this is a Mexican loteria, Mexican bingo.
A Mexican bingo.
So this is a game, in fact.
Ah.
So, what I thought that would be a good idea to, will be fun to put it on the menu. So actually, we're working in the food menu, and it's going to be the loteria, the Mexican bingo. The theme for the restaurant is going to be that.
Oh, nice.
We paint this. He had someone to paint that mural.
That mural is beautiful,
beautiful
by the bar.
And it's that people exist. It's a movie stars from the 50s in Mexico.
So these are all movie stars, Mexican movie stars that were
back
during
in the
50s?
50s? The 50s, 60s, yeah. Yeah, all the people exist.
I love this elderly woman, the grandma with the cigar in her mouth. She's great.
Yeah, we have a painter that he came, and I was a little scared at the beginning because I don't know how it's going to...
Yeah.
And so he painted that, and I was really impressed with it. Because
I wasn't sure about it. It's an incredible mural. Now, what does it say? It says Legends of the Cinema? Is
that of the saying? Legends of the Gold Era.
The Gold Era. Yeah, that is great. That's great.
It's a really, really beautiful thing. And we start working, you know, as you see things up and down, and we put the piñata, and we take it down, and we play in every, how we feel every week, no? That the menu works in that way. We do the same with the menus. Right now, I add in a new dish, a new margarita. It's not here yet, but for the spring and summer, I have in a mandarin ginger margarita.
Delicious. Mandarin ginger.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's like an orange and ginger kind of a margarita?
Mm-hmm.
You know, really, the I don't know if it's because I'm tasting it more and more, but the more I have this margarita, the more I like it because it's not super sweet.
No, it's not. It's not. Any of my drinks are sweet. They're slightly sweet. And it's funny because people, when they come in first time, they're like, oh, no, just give me the regular margarita. But as soon as they try the margaritas, they hook.
They're hooked. Yeah.
They love it.
I can imagine. Now, you also do a lot of tequilas. Now, do you do flights of tequila?
We do flights of tequilas. Right, you know, in the past, when I consult in other restaurants, I always advise them to have a huge selection of tequilas. But with the time, I've been changed my mind. And we have just...
The ones that you think are the best?
No, tequila is like wine. The best tequila is the one you like. It's what it is. Because there are tequila that I can love and tequila you maybe you love and I don't love. So
it's kind of a personal taste.
It's what it is. Tequila is, has an influence coming from the... Tequila what it is a mixture of the pre-Hispanic culture and the Spaniards when they come into... they conquest America. Or they find America. So it's when they really tequila... coming from because what they use before they want the brand they bring the brandies the Spaniards bring the brandies with them and making just tequila was illegal until they got legalized when they run out of brandy in Spain it was more difficult to bring it in so they start to making the tequila for example we have their Hornitos
we have
Sauza Sauza probably was the first person to cross the border in the 1800s to sell the tequila.
Oh, really?
Hornitos, yeah. And that was Olegario Sauza. It's known as the father of tequila.
Sauza.
And you have Cuervo, but Cuervo is the oldest distillery, but it's not the first one.
Right, so and lots of people have heard of Cuervo.
And you know that's the bad memory you have about tequila because when you think tequila, you remember those hangovers and spring break drinking a shot of Cuervo Gold.
Hopefully not, but yes.
Well, most of the people.
Yeah, yeah.
Most of the people. I remember I was... one day I did a tequila tasting for the Senator Lincoln. Blanche Lincoln.
Oh, for Blanche Lincoln,
yeah. This was back in 2010, I think, 2011. I don't remember. But it was a private tequila tasting. And we start talking. She knew how complex was the making of tequila. And the things that she remembered that she says at the moment was that she remembered those college times when you're chewing the tequila. So you don't really, in fact, know that just to make a bottle of tequila take 8 to 10 years.
Wow.
That because you need to grow the plant, make sure the plant is ripe enough to cut it, to harvest, and then the process starts.
The distillery part of making tequila.
Exactly. And it's a long time, and you kill that tradition in 2 seconds with a shot. That's what you do. So 10 years of work, you
down
put
the hatch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In 2 seconds, 3 seconds max. So That's why I always recommend to sip tequila, not
Yeah, you want to sip it. You don't want to gulp it down.
Well, maybe you always do it at the end of the day.
Well,
no?
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
No. Or putting it in a nice margarita like you've done. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, but that's what it is. It's a huge tradition, like our cuisine. That's why we like to present something different. Fonda means Mexican eatery is what it means.
Oh, Fonda. Uh-huh. Yeah, it means Mexican eatery.
Somebody told me, like, if we put the name from Jane Fonda.
No, Jane Fonda is not where it came from.
No.
Yeah, but so Fonda, the Mexican word Fonda means a Mexican eatery.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And also, if you see our logo, the lines and the points.
Yeah, I wondered about that. So there's three dots and two lines under that.
That means 13... In the Mayan dialect or language. So the idea, that's the reason I put it like that, because, you know, all these Tex-Mex restaurants has like a chiles, limes, and that's why putting in that way is more traditional. It means that we're different.
You are a traditional Mexican restaurant. That's Mayan letters for the number 13.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And is that significant?
Yeah, because we opened in 2013.
Oh, well, there you go.
That's why we put that number there. And so some restaurateur laugh about it when I did it. But they said, well, that means that we're completely different. So, and because somebody laugh about it, that somebody that has a chile in his logo and say, okay, well, for me, it's not all about that. It's more
about being authentic.
It's more deep for me.
Yeah.
That's the reason I get involved in this project, because I was telling Eduardo if he was sure to do something very authentic. And when it's authentic, I go for it.
Yeah.
Because I think Mexico is great. Mexico is great, and I respect the Tex-Mex a lot, and I respect these guys doing it. Because I have good friends, owners of these restaurants, but we are simply different. I think Mexico is more than chimichangas, and the cheese dip was born in Kentucky in the 40s. It don't even born in Mexico. Mexico don't exist.
No, we say it was born here
in
Arkansas.
Yeah.
In Arkansas. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, and I think that what you're doing with your queso fondito is very similar, and probably where that idea came from.
Yep.
Totally.
Yeah, it's more traditional. We it's been rough for us the beginning, because people really don't understand the concept, and so for us more like educate, no, and let people know what we are all about. Like, it's more authentic, it's more flavors there, and I think so far we're getting there.
Yeah, I mean, that's the reports I keep hearing from people that come here, is that, well, if you really want authentic Mexican food, not Tex-Mex, but authentic Mexican food, go to Fonda.
Mm-hmm.
And so I hear that a lot. And people that I know that I really respect a lot about how they feel about food, you know, they told me right away, you need to go to Fonda because it's so authentic.
Yeah, I think so, no? Hopefully the town will be open to try something different. We know that not everybody's going to love it, because that's a fact.
Yeah, sure.
Everything you do, you know, it's like, tastes like colors. Some people like blue, other people like white, and blah, blah, blah. But we try to do our best, and we do it every day, no? Every day we check in that everything tastes the same, and we do small batches, so everything is made every morning.
So you're looking at really good quality control. And I hear really good things from your employees as well about how professional it is and how well-run it is. So I hear that, you know, as well. I get honest opinions from your waiters.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they said nice things.
Maybe they want to race.
So what do you want people to take away from here? What do you want them to...
You know, just... Sometimes it's just not coming to eat for eat. For me, it is a passion, no? And I like to coming out and have a dining experience. That's what I love, no? It's not just coming and eat a taco, no? I like to enjoy that when you come in here, you come in open. Make sense? Your mind open.
Yes.
To try something different.
Well, and what I've noticed is the flavors are so good here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the soups that I've had here before, and the, I mean, even the fajitas I've had, The flavor, matter of fact, I will confess that I came here last week and we had your vegetable fajitas, mm-hmm. And they were so well flavored. The flavor was remarkable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't bland, it wasn't just, every bite had great flavor.
Yeah, they are. The guys in the kitchen, they're doing such a good job. They never complain. They just come in, boom, make it happen.
And it's also incredibly fresh.
Uh-huh.
You know, so I would say that. And I do. I love the margaritas. I think they're. I don't like a sweet margarita. I like a margarita that has flavor of lime. And, you know, that it's not. And I don't want it too strong. And I don't think yours are.
No, you know, it's funny because somebody was complaining about the strongness of the margarita. But, you know, I use a fair amount of alcohol there. But my idea is any flavor can overpower the other one.
Right.
So everything has to mix together right, because if you want to try just more tequila, just order a shot. Sip a tequila, no?
Sure.
But these ones, I think, is the explosions of the flavors in your mouth. For me, it's all about. Because every single drink that I make, I honestly take the time to make it. Even if I taste it and taste right, I throw it away and I make another one.
Right. I noticed you did that with mine. You put your straw in there and you said, yeah, that tastes right.
Eduardo hated that I do that.
No, I think that's important that you're knowing what quality is.
Yeah. So for me, it's very important. Sometimes I'm making the margarita and I'm talking to you. And if I miss a ingredient, I taste it. If it don't taste right, it's not coming out.
Yeah.
And it's just a drink, no? But for me, every single thing that you drink and eat here has to be wow. Otherwise, it's quality or nothing.
Yeah, and it's a reflection of what you put into this.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a reflection of my personality. A lot of people think I'm a tough person, and you know.
You don't look tough to me. You look like a pussycat.
Oh, well, okay. Good. But I really take pride in everything.
Yeah, you can tell that.
I take pride in everything, and that's why I always, every day we... Doesn't matter how good we were yesterday, we need to make it happen again tomorrow, no?
Yeah.
That's my philosophy, and that's what are we doing things here.
Yeah.
Like everything is different every day. You have the chance to do it right or do it wrong. So.
Well, I think you're doing it right. I really do.
Yeah.
I think you're doing it right.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. So what can we expect out of Fondant? Specials every week?
Yeah, we have specials every week. We have a drink specials. Food special. For the launch, we have something new that is coming next week. We have all the tacos you can eat for $7.99 in launch time.
Now, are your tacos any different than normal tacos?
Well, they're just well made, I think.
Yeah.
We have that promotion coming. We have our $6.99 launch specials every day. And the night specials, no? So every day we try to do something different for people don't get bored,
yeah.
No?
So they can try different things. Mm-hmm. And the other thing, I'm just guessing this, but I'm guessing that when they order something on a lunch special, it may end up becoming a dinner special as well. They may find it later on in the menu as well.
Yeah, for example, the... Mahi Mahi is coming to the menu. We have an excellent saute scallops tacos.
Those
tacos are saute in garlic with guajillo. We serve those in a soft flour tortilla.
Now, what is guajillo?
Guajillo is a pepper which is 5 to 6 inches long.
Oh, there's one right here.
I always have chilies everywhere. This is kind of dry because it's not supposed to be here.
Yeah.
But that's the smell of it.
Oh, yeah. That's a guajillo pepper.
That's a guajillo pepper.
That's nice. And so this is a dried pepper. And is that what you normally use?
Uh-huh,
dried?
Uh-huh.
And then you reconstitute it by soaking it or whatever you need.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Usually we have a... But the peppers, you classify peppers in dry peppers and... fresh peppers.
Yeah.
For example, the jalapeno, you have jalapeno, which is a fresh pepper, but also you have the chipotle, which is a dry pepper, but what chipotle really is a dry jalapeno. You let it dry to make the chipotle.
So they just call it different. It's called a chipotle when they dry it out, and then they're going to chop it up and grind it or whatever they're going to do with it.
Yep.
And that's what you've got on the rim here is the ground up pepper?
It's a mixture of dry peppers and lime. That's what it is.
It's really exquisite, really.
It is. Yeah. And I think quite of interesting because that is really something that I think represents my country well as a drink. Because you have pepper, you have lime, you have tequila. That's what Mexico is all about. I mean, besides the food, of course.
Hey, so can we go back and watch him make some queso fundido?
I'm going to ask the guy to make
queso. Can we watch him?
Let me see.
Okay. I don't want to embarrass him. So I'm just going to sip a little bit more of this. Hey, cheers. This is a good little margarita. Oh, that hibiscus flower is so interesting. Mmm. It's unbelievable. So let's see if we can go back here. So they're going to make it?
Yeah, he's going to make it for me.
Okay.
So it's really simple to make it. And
what kind of cheese are you melting?
Oaxaca cheese.
Oaxaca. Okay. And does that come just in a, it's a hard cheese and it melts down and you're how are you making it creamy as it's just melted?
Yeah, just melted.
Just like a Swiss cheese is for fondue, this is the
Oaxaca cheese.
Oaxaca cheese. Okay. I don't think I've ever used Oaxaca. Oh, so yeah, so we're going to make it. We're going to look over here.
Yeah. Hola, Oscar.
So that's the chorizo he's got in his hand, yeah, and he's going to put that on the griddle. Okay. I can hear him back here. They got the skillet over there getting very, very hot.
Uh-huh.
Because it's directly on the fire.
It is what it is.
Yeah, yeah. So you go through a lot of chorizo, which is a Mexican sausage.
Mexican sausage. The difference between the Spanish...
Oh, and there's mushrooms.
Uh-huh. The difference between the Spanish chorizo and the Mexican chorizo is the Mexican chorizo is grounded fresh. It's fresh when they
grind it, it's fresh, and then they're going to put it into a sausage.
And the Spanish don't.
So he's chopping that up, and he's got small... Now, do you make your own tortillas?
We make... No, actually...
Oh, it's really small.
In Eduardo's Taquerias is when they made them.
In
his tortilleria, they made it every day. So
they're
and
beautiful.
They bring it over. No, they're really great.
And so they're going to warm those up on the griddle, along with the chorizo, along with the mushrooms. And like I said, they've got a really hot skillet over there.
Yeah. So.
I'm excited about this.
It's really tasty. It's really tasty.
This was your recipe.
Well, add a few ingredients on top of that, yeah. Yeah, that was my recipe.
So we're in the middle of.
No,
you're good.
No, this is no. It's uno que estoy pidiendo yo.
Oh,
aparte.
Okay.
No,
I was gonna make it. It's okay.
Gracias, Luis.
So he's spraying the. Oh, that's a very. Oh, look at him go.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So he's pulling on all this shredded cheese that is melting quickly.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
holy
the reason
cow.
We shredded is to can be melted fast.
Yeah.
And
because it's shredded.
Uh-huh.
And then he's adding pico.
Uh-huh. And that's
it. Beautiful.
It's very simple. Very
that
and really changes. It's
unbelievable.
There you go.
Look at that. So it's just going to let it melt a little bit more.
Uh-huh. And then goes to the table.
You know, it looks like cheese sauce, but it's not. It's melted,
shredded
cheese.
Uh-huh. Cheese, what is?
Now, is this the same cheese that you're going to use on tacos or you're going to use on...
Sometimes, yes. Sometimes we choose queso cotija, too. Queso cotija, what it is. It's like, we like to call that as our Mexican Parmesan cheese.
Oh, okay.
Because the
okay.
flavor is really is very similar.
Yeah.
And,
Oh, wow. So that is, I've never seen that made.
No.
It's really just shredded cheese on a very hot skillet.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it becomes a fondue.
Exactly.
Okay,
it's
so let's,
very simple.
We'll have a bite.
Yeah, eat it, please.
Yeah. You can have a bite.
No, I cannot.
Yeah. No?
Nope.
Are you on a diet?
Yeah.
Okay, here. Oh, this is very stringy and very cheesy. Oh, my gosh. I think everybody around here has got this exact same dish, and I know why. Holy cow. I love that it has mushrooms on it. I love the mushrooms. Whew, those are hot.
Yeah, that makes
okay. So it's, you know, it's more, it now it's really melted. It's more fun to eat like this too, I think, in a group. So I've got my fork here. And oh my gosh, isn't that gorgeous? And it is nice and stringy and gooey. And we'll go on my tortilla. Oh, that's beautiful. And they do eat something very similar to this. Where you're from?
Yeah. You eat it almost every taqueria in Mexico have it.
Every
taqueria have it.
Taqueria. Now, that's another name for a restaurant in Mexico. Is it taqueria? Or is that a small stand?
Taqueria, no. Could be somebody to specialize in tacos. That's taqueria.
Just sell tacos?
It could be a taco stand, they say, or could be a big store that sells tacos only.
But tacos is their main...
The main product. Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh, this is so good.
You like it?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's very good. Sometimes I like when it's crispy underneath. Mm-hmm. That is what I love it.
Well, and the longer it sits on that hot, hot plate. Oh, my gosh, that is so good. And, you know, I know that chorizo is a really... It can be very greasy, but this is not greasy.
No,
it
depends on the recipe. Actually, chorizo is the drink from the area I'm coming from.
It's a drink?
My state, in my hometown, chorizo is the best chorizo in Mexico is made there.
What's it called?
Chorizo de Toluca.
Where you're from?
Where I'm from.
And, it's, so, and the name of the town is chorizo?
No, it's named Chorizo de Toluca. So it's national famous, that city for make the best chorizo in the country.
That is exquisite. Now, do you make your own chorizo?
No, we sometimes yes, sometimes don't. Depends how busy we are.
Oh, that's excellent.
So what is
you know, this is a great thing because this has got such fresh ingredients on top of it.
Yep.
And it does. It tastes really, really exquisite.
Yeah, you're not actually going to try
it. Oh, I know you were. Oh, I'm so glad, Alex.
No, it's just... What I like about... That's the reason I add the pico de gallo on top, because that's what really refreshes the dish.
Now, you did this exactly like you should. You kind of did a little turn of your fork in here and got all the ingredients and then twirled it around on some cheese.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what you should be doing. Oh, that's good.
Very simple.
Yeah. And kids love that because it's all stringy like it is off your pizza. Yeah. That is exquisite. Really, really good.
We love it.
Yeah. So we're here at Fonda. Mm-hmm. I'm having an incredible pomegranate margarita. Not too sweet, not too sour, not too strong,
nope.
Not too high.
Well,
just
careful,
right.
Eh? Be careful.
You have to be. And eating some queso fondito with fresh chorizo, fresh pico de gallo, fresh cheese that has just been put on a very hot skillet. And now you can put it on a fresh tortilla.
Yeah. Or on a chip.
Yeah. Or on a taco or whatever you want to put it on, really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Exquisite. Thank you, Alex.
Mm-hmm.
Here at Fonda.
Thank you for
having us. It is my pleasure, really.
We're back. I'm Mary Tweed, and this is Arkansas Cooks. You can find out more about Fonda at my website, arkansascooks.com, or you can go to their Facebook page. Just search Fonda Mexican Cuisine. It'll pop right up. If you're interested in writing me, you can do that at mary@arkansascooks.com. I love to get messages from you all, and the stuff I get is really, really great. Well, that's all the time we have today for Arkansas Cooks. Thanks for tuning in. I want to thank Alex Lopez and the lovely, lovely people at Fonda. Also, thanks to Travis Hill. He makes me sound so good. This is Mary Tweet reminding all you Arkansas cooks, life is way too short to eat bad food, so only eat great food and eat it with people that you love. It'll taste so much better.